you don't realize how hard it is to make just the simplest social media post look professional.
Right.
And it really makes you sit back and appreciate and realize what that one SEO can do for you.
Hello and welcome to In the Den. I am your host, CJ Bachman. I'm filling in for Lance today. And in today's episode, I have a couple of very special guests. I am joined by Jean and Linnell Carpino from ALG Cleaning Services. Linnell, Jean, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us, CJ.
Absolutely. So let's roll right into it. You guys own a cleaning service. You want to tell me a little bit about ALG, what all you do, what it's about?
Sure. So ALG started in 2002. Prior to that, I did some work for my father in cleaning, in the cleaning business at a smaller scale. Kind of got me interested in it. I started my business in 2002 in commercial cleaning. Started out with some specific different, like pressure washing, debris cleaning, and then worked into some other avenues, for example, office cleaning, carpet cleaning, that kind of stuff. And it just kind of grew from there. You know, we try to make sure we master what services we provide. We want to make sure we're doing the best job we can or we won't do the job.
Okay. And One SEO has had the privilege of actually getting to work with you guys personally. During the pandemic, we were faced with trying to figure out a way to make our employees feel comfortable and feel safe and know that the office was clean. It was really hard because everyone was kind of in that same position, and ALG bailed us out. You guys came in on a regular basis and you did extra cleaning. You were able to fog the office and make our employees feel super comfortable knowing that they were safe as they could be during those really, you know, tumultuous times. Your staff was amazing and they did so well for us. So I wanted to kind of give you guys a little bit of a shout out, which is something we don't normally do on the Den, but we really honestly appreciate everything that you are able to do for us. I know that our staff is also very appreciative. Tell me a little bit more about what makes ALG special.
So, well, thank you for the nice, 5-star review, if you will. I appreciate that. And it makes me feel good to know that our team members are doing a good job, and the time and work is paying off, and you know the systems and processes that you put in place with your team members, it shows it to the client. And so we do appreciate that very much.
Absolutely,
that's part of the thing that we make most important to our company is that everybody can sell a product, but most importantly, customer service is what makes you better from the rest and sets you apart from other cleaning companies.
Oh, no,
so it's
absolutely
a huge part of what we like to make sure is probably the most important thing.
Yeah, and the pandemic also kind of pushed you guys to really think about growth, right, and being able to service the increased amount. So tell me a little bit about some of the things that ALG did and is doing now to kind of currently spearhead that growth and push you guys to the next level.
So when the pandemic hit, we took probably about a 30% loss. We had clients that closed down temporarily, and we had clients that were open, but people were scared to have anyone unnecessary, if you will, to come into their office buildings, homes.
Right.
So it was a challenge for everyone, right, at a lot of different levels. So we started to getting into the fogging and electrostatic disinfectant. And that's kind of what helped us get back into some of these facilities to help them clean. For example, for One SEO, we would come in and fog the areas, sanitize high touch points, those kind of things. So once people started to realize that, you know, they have to, just like anything we deal with, we have to figure out a way to work through it.
Right.
Businesses started to open up back up somewhat. So that's where we stayed. That helped us keep people working, which was important to us. I mean, not only ourselves, but we care about our team members. We care about the people that work for us and that make us what we are. And to turn around and not have a job or work for them, it affects not just them, you know, or not just us, but it affects them as well. So that's important to us. You know, we care about who we have employed. So it was nice that we were able to find other avenues for them to do work, have work and revenue and be able to still deliver a paycheck to the to our team members.
Yeah, no, so, absolutely.
So that was a big part of it.
Definitely. And another big problem that a lot of businesses had, business owners had to keep in mind is, you know, how do I make sure that I have work so that I can keep my people employed? Before the episode, we were talking a little bit about some of the systems and processes and things like that that you are putting in place now. Now, I know that, you know, you guys are a husband and wife team, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But can you tell me a little bit about some of the things that you guys have put into place recently and that you're working on to better be able to not only accommodate your employees, but accommodate the clients that you're bringing on?
Yeah, we had to implement a lot of new techniques and strategies for our employees because we have to obviously meet the requirements of what we can and cannot do. Wearing masks, meeting what customer requests are, special things like that to set us aside from the other people, sending cleaners out. We just want to make sure.
Household Pro. Now that, you know, we started using.
Oh, Household Pro.
We implemented a new, new CRM just to help us grow and to keep things in line.
Basically the system, it keeps, you know, our scheduling, our invoicing, it interacts with the customers and the clients.
Okay.
So it lets them know when we're on our way, when the job's finished, so they can check it. It gives them the option of leaving a review. So that part is, it's nice. I like to be hands-on in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably one of the toughest things that I have had in my business is not physically doing the work. It's hard for me not to want to do the work, but so this gives me an opportunity to still feel like I'm interacting with our clients.
Okay.
And also I think from their perspective is they see that, you know, the owner, or not just the person that comes to do the work is engaged and it knows what's going on. And I like that. So it's kind of a win-win.
Right.
And I think as a customer for services as well, when I get an extra call to confirm an appointment or to see how the job was, that gives me that kind of warm and fuzzy that, you know, yep. I'm like, hey, this is a great company. And what, you know, we see now, it's very hard to find consistent businesses out there that even to get calls back. I can't tell you how many times we get calls. And if I miss a call, I call back. And the first thing they say to me is, thank you so much for calling me back. I've called, you know, X companies in the past and I don't even get a call back. And I feel bad for both sides of it. I don't know if they realize the opportunity that they're losing, but it makes me feel great that that's the first thing they say to me is thank you for calling me back. I'm like, well, if this isn't, you know, a client for life,
Absolutely.
I have to really mess this up client.
We've also implemented different types of marketing and we've used all different aspects. Social media marketing, car wraps. We've implemented swag items that hopefully many of our clients will see out there in the field and be able to, you know, be able to get a hold of us based on the marketing.
Right, just increasing awareness across the board. With the pandemic post-pandemic, there's still some things that everyone is having to deal with, right? And the cleaning product industry is booming because of the pandemic. And now that we are hopefully post-pandemic, we're still left with things like inflation costs of those products. And the commercial cleaning industry is continuing to grow because now people want to make sure, just like we did in the beginning, that everything is clean, that employees mm-hmm. aren't questioning what's going on in the office and their safety. What are some of the things that you guys are doing to kind of control those costs and be able to make sure that your clients feel comfortable with what they're paying for the services that they're getting?
So what I try to do with certain items, whether it's cleaning products, you know, I'll try to buy in bulk if it's something that I believe any kind of chemical that we use to clean, whether it's the fogging solutions, whether it's a disinfectant, we try to make sure we're buying in bulk. So that will hopefully lower our cost. Sometimes, unfortunately, when the cost is increased, that increase has to be
across the
passed on.
But I do try to explain to our clients why, so they understand it's not just we're raising price, and most people do understand with what we're going through. It's a totally different time for us now. And so most people do understand, but I do feel I like to be able to explain to them, listen, the reason that the cost has increased is because of, you know, the product has increased. Our services really haven't been raised as far as the cost, but like, you know, whether it's the gas prices or it's the chemicals that you're right. using.
Just have to use them a little more efficiently with yeah. the with our staff as well. You know, we have to watch waste and great things point. Like that just to keep our own costs down so right. that we don't have to raise them for the cost of the client as well.
And I think the good news there, at least when I was kind of doing my own little research there, is that the commercial cleaning industry is going to continue to grow, right? 71% of business owners, whether it's corporation or small businesses, say they're going to continue the same cleaning regimen that they put in place during the pandemic, just to, you know, continue moving forward. So that at least is some good news there in terms of knowing that everything you're putting in place now and all the hard work that you guys are doing is going to end up paying off because you're going to continue to see a larger need for, you know, office and commercial cleaning.
Yes.
And a positive, if there is one too, the coronavirus and things like that has a little bit to do with the cleaning industry because people do want to continue to keep sanitizing, even for the everyday common cold and things like that. It has decreased those if you sanitize and use the cleaning products correctly. It does cut your everyday sickness as well as provide, you know.
I think it's kind of yeah. interesting how you didn't see a lot of flu cases.
Right? Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
But that's yeah. for another episode. Let's get into some of the fun stuff. So husband and wife team, tell me a little bit about how that's been for you guys since you kind of moved into that new realm.
Would you like me to go first?
Go ahead, babe.
So in all honesty, I enjoy, and I know this sounds like the right answer. But it's the truth. It's God's honest truth. I actually enjoy working with her. We don't, you know, just like most people, we have three kids. We're running around. When we get home from work, whatever time that may be, we get no time to spend together. We don't, we barely talk. And usually it has to do with the kids.
It has to do with work.
So, well, it does.
Work or kids.
But so this has given us a little more time to spend together in a sense. And it's not necessarily just about us, but it's just the communication, just being around each other. I honestly, you know, and she is, what I like is she makes sure that that everything's in place. So she is.
We know who the real boss is, CJ.
Absolutely.
No question. I don't think there was a question of that. But that helps too, because if we're working together so closely that, if there's something that I missed, she's right on top of it to say, hey, you know, we didn't call this person back. Or what are we doing with this client here? Do we schedule the job? So as much as I'm like, you know, she's on me, I appreciate it. And I'm very happy and thankful for it.
Okay. It has been an enjoyable experience thus far.
Oh, come on. Give me some dirt.
Test our patience. It does test our trust. Our faith in each other, whether, you know, are you going to get that done? Am I going to get that done? You know, it definitely challenges the relationship. So we have faced some challenges, but we have had a lot of fun with it too. And we have to grow with one another and for our family. So we're doing this together. Teamwork makes the dream work. We all know that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So. Well, I can tell you, I grew up in a family business. And then, of course, One SEO is also a family business.
Yes.
So I appreciate the honesty there. And I know I do get being able to spend more time and see each other a little bit more and understand it. But there's got to be some things that you're kind of worried about. Linnell, tell me honestly, are you worried that he's going to drop the ball on something and it's going to affect the company? Or Gene, are you worried that she's not going to get an invoice sent out? Like, there's got to be a little bit of worry there.
I'll tell you what my worry is. My worry is that he's going to show his true colors outside of work yeah. because we always unleash on the person we're closest to and we let our emotions show. So maybe something that might bother him with someone else he could handle, where if I do it or he, you know, to one another, we react differently when it's your wife or your husband, right, as opposed to a colleague or coworker.
Absolutely.
100%. And I'm guilty of that.
Okay. Well, absolutely. The benefit too, though, that I've seen is also is that you guys are completely invested. And that means that your livelihood, your family's livelihood relies on the success of the business. So for your customers, they can sleep easy knowing that you guys are on it, right? Because it's one of those things where you have to succeed for your family.
That's correct.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. So let's kind of talk a little bit about some of the marketing. And Linnell, you had mentioned this. You had talked about, you know, doing some car wraps and some digital and increasing the amount of swag that you had out in the field. How has OneSEO actually played a role in your marketing?
Oh, OneSEO has been absolutely wonderful. They've led us in the right direction. As you can see, even friends, family have reached out and have continuously told us how, oh my God, how wonderful it's been. You know, we see that you're growing, how successful. And it's all due to OneSEO and the marketing and the direction that they've led us.
Yeah. And I've, you know, I have... I've been a client, I think, for about 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And so prior to that, I didn't do any OneSEO. I did, you know, my own Facebook, and I took pride in that. But there's a certain level that, as much I wouldn't say I'm the best at tech, but I'm definitely not the worst. So I understand it. I understand that kind of stuff. And if I don't, I'll learn it, so I know it.
Right.
But it's. You don't realize how hard it is to make just the simplest social media post look professional.
Right.
And it really makes you sit back and appreciate and realize what that OneSEO can do for you. And I know everybody says, oh, I can post a picture of a guy pushing a mop, and I can, it is so more than that. And as you know, but I don't think everyone understands that. And it's not just the picture that's part of it, that it has to look professional, but there's so much that goes into that and so much data taken out of it.
Right.
And that's the part that I don't think a lot of people understand, and how important it is to have social media and have, you know, SEO services. I didn't realize it, and I knew it. I believed it would help, but I had no idea at what level. I had no idea.
I feel like OneSEO has actually brought us in, kind of like family members to OneSEO. They're constantly reaching out to us, trying to get to know our business, to understand what we do, to make it even more personal. So when they do create our marketing and our SEO and everything that they put out there for the world to see, it kind of comes from within, because you get to know them. You really work with a team, and they're so wonderful to work with. That has been a wonderful experience with OneSEO for us as well.
Well, that's good. And I know the team will be happy to hear that, because we look at ourselves as extensions of your business. And that's kind of how we go into it. We want to be that marketing team for the business. And speaking of marketing, a lot of times people don't understand, like you said, what all goes into it. So if we're talking about simply, you know, posting an ad on Facebook, the picture can be wonderful, but if it's not in front of the right people, it's not great. And if it's only in front of people who know you, that's not good.
Right.
So what other advice would you give to business owners that are in the cleaning business that they really need to be thinking about or on top of right now?
I think in my opinion, it is being in front of, like you said, the right customer.
Targeting the right market.
Target, yeah, exactly. Knowing what you're trying to market and to who. Know your customer, and that will help a great deal. And most, you know, there's a lot of different things that go into that, but with the, you know, the social media and the SEO, that takes a lot of the burden off of it, and it kind of helps you work through it. But that, I agree, that's in my opinion, that's the most important thing. You got to know your targeted market.
Okay.
And you have to find the right customer. So OneSEO has helped us target the right markets, find the right customers that work for us. We work for them, and that's what creates that rapport. And then the referral comes from there. So
absolutely.
We're definitely not a cleaning company for everyone. And I don't mean that in any negative way. We really personalize what we do to what the customer is requesting. There's a lot of customers out there that are looking for different levels of services. And we're not for everyone. And I don't mean that in any negative way. I just want to make sure we deliver exactly what and go above and beyond what their expectations are.
Yeah, I've been through that process. So when we reached out to you guys and your team came in, the first thing that they wanted to know is what all were we looking to accomplish? Why were we looking to it? What, you know, what did we want them to do? So definitely not being cookie cutter is a big plus.
Yeah.
Linnell, to end the episode, what piece of advice would you give to other married couples that are thinking about working together?
Be patient, understanding. Patience is key. We know your patience.
Well.
How well.
Yeah. No, and she's right.
And trust in your partnership. Right. Trust that you guys will get through it. You have to know that there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be highs and lows. And when you get into the lows, you got to work through those. You have to get to the top. And as long as you're in it together, I think that's what you have to, you know, you have to establish from the beginning that we're going to do this together. We have to remember the highs and lows, and we have to fight through the tough times. So it's not always going to be peaches and cream.
Well, to close out this episode of The Den, there were two main things that Linnell and Jean shared with me. One is know your customer, and that is one of the most important pieces of marketing, is to make sure that you are targeting the right customer. The second being, be patient. If you're going to be working with your spouse, patience is most certainly key. Thank you so much for joining us in The Den.